Hey everybody, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. So today, this is a tribute to DJ Twitch. We are saying rest in peace to DJ Twitch. He took his own life today. He was 40 years old. He leaves his wife and his three children behind. For people that don't know who he was, DJ Twitch was the DJ for Ellen DeGeneres. Every time you seen him on the show, he was all smiles and he was always laughing and dancing and, you know, just having fun. And, you know, it's really, really sad because, you know, behind every smile, you don't know what a person is going through on the inside. And apparently, he was going through a lot and didn't really tell anybody. And, you know, it's just sad that his children are growing up without their father and his wife. Without her husband. And I know the feeling of losing a husband, because I've lost my husband years ago, even though I was divorced from him. But, you know, this is a really, really sad occasion, because suicide is at an all-time high. There are too many people taking their own life. And, you know, a lot of times people feel like they have nobody to talk to. People do not really make themselves available for people who need to talk. And men specifically, they don't really like to express how they feel or what they're feeling. And that is the most problematic thing when it comes to men, because they don't express themselves. And us women, yes, I'm getting on the women, because there are some women that don't know how to listen. They act like they don't care about how a man feels. And that's what makes a man not want to open up to some of these women, because some women treat them like crap. They don't know how to talk to them. They don't know how to listen to them. They don't allow them to express themselves when they have things on their mind that they need to talk about and get off their chest. You know, some women, they make it so bad for these men to even express themselves, and that's not good at all. And as women, you definitely got to do a better job. You definitely going to have to work on yourself, because it's not right. A man should not feel like his woman, he can't go to his woman to talk when he needs to talk. Now here, I'm in a relationship, well, another marriage, and I always tell him, you know, I always tell him, if he needs to talk, if something is bothering him, tell me about it. I want to know. Tell me what I can do to help you. I tell him this all the time. I have to remind him to tell me, because sometimes I can tell when something's wrong with him because of the way he's acting. You can always tell when there's something wrong with a person because of the way they act, and also because of the way they treat you. But the problem is, they don't trust you enough to even talk to you, and that's sad. That's really sad. Everybody really, really needs to do better. Everybody needs to do better. The percentage of suicide needs to go down, because it's at an all-time high. if you know that you got something going on and you know it's bothering you, find somebody to talk to. I know that people don't like therapy or think that therapy does not work, but in actuality, therapy does work. Therapy is not there for them to put you on any type of medication or anything like that. You can have therapy just talking to the therapist, letting out what it is that you're feeling. Because at the end of the day, if you don't let that out, it's going to build up and it's going to make you sick. And eventually, you will die. That's why it's so imperative. Express yourself. You got to express yourself. Stop bottling up things. And I got to talk to myself because I have a problem with bottling up stuff too. You know, sometimes I don't talk to a lot of people. I'm a private person, so I really don't talk to a lot of people. And I don't trust a lot of people either. There's only maybe not even a handful that I would even talk to about what's going on with me. And so this ain't just for people listening, but that's also for me. I'm preaching to myself too, because I need to learn how to open myself up and talk, because I've been quiet my whole life. But I really barely express myself. But I know I have to express myself. Everybody needs to express themselves. They need to be able to. We just have to be able to listen. Some people just need a listening ear. This is why a lot of people love coming to me, because one, I can tell when there's something wrong, because they can't hide it. And two, people know that I'm easy to talk to because I sit and I listen to them. I don't respond. I don't listen to respond. I listen to understand. Or I just listen because they want to vent. And it doesn't even matter how it comes out, because sometimes they can be angry. They got to let it out. This is how people need to be, even in relationships. Even in relationships, you got to be able to listen. Let that person get out their frustrations. And I ain't talking about physically either, just talking. Just let people express themselves. Stop shutting them off. Stop shutting them down. It's bad enough society has men feeling like they can't cry or they're not supposed to express themselves. They're supposed to suck everything up and just keep everything bottled up. Hence the reason why there's so many men now that are abusing women. Not just because they see it and their family, and nobody has taught them that it was wrong. A lot of times they know it's wrong, but because they're taught to not talk or to not express themselves, but they're taught to suck everything up and keep everything bottled up. That's why a lot of men are so abusive. They don't deal with their problems. They don't deal with whatever it is that they got there going through. That's why I'm speaking to the men right now. For all you men out there, if you know that you got some stuff going on and you feel some type of way, even if it's not your spouse, because sometimes I do know and I understand that you can't go to your spouse to talk to. Find somebody that you can trust to talk to, so that you can let all of that stuff that you got bottled up on the inside and let it all out. That's the main problem when it comes to suicide. People don't have people to talk to. There's not enough people that people can talk to. Or people don't trust people enough to tell them how they feel or what's going on with them. And I get it. I understand. I completely understand. But you gotta find somebody to talk to. We gotta bring the percentage down of suicide because it's at an all-time high. It's at an all-time high. There's too many people taking their lives for no reason. No reason at all. They're not thinking about their families or nothing. So again, whatever it is that you're going through, find somebody that you can trust to talk to. Stop keeping everything bottled up. Let it go. Because it's only going to make you sicker. And at some point, if you don't ever let it go, it's going to take your life. And you don't want that. You do not want your family members burying you, having to bury you. So please, get some help. Get some therapy. Stop disregarding therapy. Therapy is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. A therapist is there to listen to you. A therapist is there to help you get to the root of the problem that you're having. Because there's a root. There's some people that have been hurt in their childhood that they've never gotten over. They've never gotten over the hurt. There are people that are dealing with the hurt of past relationships they've never healed from, but they've jumped into another relationship. Nobody is healing, and that's the problem. Nobody is taking the time to heal. And the only way that you can heal, the best way to heal is talking. It's talking. So get some help. You know, even though I sit and I listen to people talk, and I you know, for the most part, I understand what they're feeling. But when I know that I can't help people, when I know that I can't help the people, I literally tell them to go get counseling. Because then that's when I know they need professional help. There's only so much that, you know, we can do as a person. But when it comes to things like mental illness and stuff like that, you gotta go to a professional. You gotta seek a psychiatrist so it don't get worse. Some people are walking around with a chemical imbalance in their brains and don't even understand why they're doing this stuff, the stuff that they're doing, because they've never gotten themselves checked out psychologically. So again, whatever it is that you're going through, please get you some help. Find you somebody to talk to. Committing suicide is not the answer. It's not. There are other ways of dealing with whatever it is that you're going through. Suicide is not the way. That's and I hate to say it, but that's a cowardly way out. That's a cowardly way out. Get you some help. If you love your family, get you some help. Your family needs you. Your kids need you. Your wife needs you. For females, your husband needs you. Your kids need you. Get you some help. That's all you need, is to get you some help. And watch things turn around for you. So before y'all disregard therapy or seen a psychiatrist, try it out at least. You'll be surprised how much better you feel once you let all of that stuff that you got bottled up inside out. You'll feel a whole lot better. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Again, my condolences to the family of DJ Twitch. Condolences to all of his friends. Condolences to Ellen DeGeneres, since he was her DJ for her show. May God comfort each and every person that is hurt by his death. And that's even including my own husband, because he knew DJ Twitch as well. I will be praying for everybody that's involved. Praying for the family, his wife, his children especially. Because I know they're trying to figure out what's wrong, why. And nobody can answer that but him, but he's gone. So anyway, again, rest in peace to DJ Twitch. Y'all make sure y'all say a prayer, because this family needs it. Anyway, that's it for now. I'll be back again for another podcast. Hopefully, I will try to get a guest to come on along with me. Anyway, bye for now. Have a great day.